Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, we should get a break from the oppressive heat that we experienced this weekend. The National Weather Service says Boston tied an all-time record yesterday for the warmest minimum temperature. It did not drop below 83 degrees yesterday. WBUR's Simone Rios checked in on a few spots around Greater Boston where people were looking not only to escape the hottest weather of the summer, but to enjoy it as well.
Hundreds of kids and their parents and grandparents waded in Houghton's Pond in Milton yesterday with temps in the low 90s and a heat index that made it feel like an oven. For people like Johan Avis of Dorchester, who grew up in the sweltering climate of the Dominican Republic, a heat wave isn't something you escape, but take advantage of.
I came here to enjoy it because it was too hot in the house, so I came here to enjoy it with the family and the baby and the dog.
What do you think? Did you come to the right place?
I did, yeah. They're cool and they're all happy. They're all happy.
Also at the Houghton's Pond Beach in the Blue Hills yesterday was Josefina Sanchez, wearing a baseball cap, shades, and a light shawl to protect her from the sun. Sanchez says she loves to spend hot days relaxing by the water. She says we're trying to make families aware that they can organize and enjoy the parks, relax, bring their animals. And like that, she says, we can make the world a better and greener place. The beach is one approach on a sweltering summer day. Another is to visit a shopping mall. Inside Nordstrom's department store at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, shoppers enjoyed the air conditioning as they tried to find good deals on clothing. Kathy Seville caught up with an old friend in the middle of the store.
Yesterday was like an AC day indoors. Today, my sister and I went walking Wollaston Beach. It was a little breeze, but now we're down here to cool off.
Also at Nordstrom's, Anne Nefels says she has a clear strategy for keeping cool in a heat wave.
Lighter outfits, lighter clothing, and drinking the water, a lot of water, not beer or wine, till later.
Experts say that's a good idea. Stay hydrated and moderate alcohol consumption, especially on days like yesterday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.